Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio show for a Thursday evening. I had to kind of catch myself. I'm used to saying for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Stephen, and I will be with you up until 8 o'clock. Great show this evening, as I said. It's all about recruiting. It's all about college football. It's about high school football this evening. So it's a tremendous mixed bag. And as I said before, obviously we like to get a college coach on every week. We'll work harder in the future because now we know our schedule in advance, which is always nice. It's always nice to know where you're going. Especially when it comes to this show. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And I guess as a, even though we don't have a college coach, we will talk about one with, I guess now he's like a more than a friend of the show. He's a major contributor to our show. Jason Beatty. He's kind enough to join us from Knights 247 to talk about the newest guy in Florida, Gus Malzahn. Jason, obviously, to me, I read a lot of the reports, and until I guess the day that he was officially named coach, I really hadn't heard his name surface. Are you there?
Sorry, broke up for a second. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question? Thanks for having me on, of course.
Not a problem. But I mean, leading up to the day that I had heard that he was really the guy, I hadn't heard much about that name. I kept hearing about Lebby, Coach Lebby, who was there, as an offensive coordinator, and he knew the staff. But I kind of caught me out of surprise. That's why I think I messaged you as soon as I had heard the news. I go, do you like that hire?
I'm really sorry. No, I can barely hear your question. I'm really sorry for this.
Do you want to, Steven will call you back so you get a better connection?
Yeah, call me back real quick. Sorry for
Steven,
this.
Not a problem. Steven, give him a call back. Maybe we'll get a better connection on that. But because this is important, especially because there's a lot of UCF fans, and we had planned that tonight because a lot of them are listening. You always want to know, what a lot of people, especially somebody who covers the team, believes and thinks, about the hire. And that's one of the things. As soon as he was hired, I texted Jason and just wanted to know, especially because he's in ground zero and he hears everything. I know a lot of people in Orlando, but like me, they were kind of caught off guard a little bit. Just tell me when he's back, or you could just put him back on. So we're trying to get him. I guess he was in a bad area or bad cell zone. But the whole thing is Gus Malzahn coming to Orlando. I mean, that's who would have thunk it? I mean, I never really thought about it. I was usually look at it as coaches that are trying to cut their teeth, so to say. But you don't ever look for. Okay, Jason. Okay, bring him back up, Jason. Obviously, we're talking about it being a surprise. So talk about that. I want you to talk. I've been talking too much.
Well, now that I can hear you much better, I'm able to talk. You talk about a guy like Coach Gus Malzahn. I think you know, if you were to ask 100 college football fans to name a head coach, you know, you'll hear, you know, Nick Saban and guys like that. But I think Gus Malzahn is definitely a name that a lot of people would be able to name. So for him to go to a program like UCF that's been in the national eye the past few years under Scott Frost and then Josh Heupel, to get a guy like Gus Malzahn in here, I mean, he mentioned in his press conference a few years ago when UCF beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl in 2017, he mentioned to his staff at Auburn that if the right guy could come in there and build the program and actually stay there for a long time, they could become a monster. So I think Gus, you know, might come as a surprise, but I think it's really big for UCF.
Yeah, no, I agree. I know that a lot of people went to UCF feel the same way, you know, big time. I mean, they're trying to get the program into the big time spotlight on a yearly basis. They don't want to stumble against, you know, Memphis or Cincinnati. They want to be the Kings like they were for those 4 years or so. They want to be in it, and they should be. I mean, they're a massive school. You know, they potentially could have just amazing support. You know, and I know you and I talk about it all the time, and it really begs for a pretty good, you know, answer now with the new athletic director in place. UCF's got to get into a Power 5 conference. I mean, they got to. I mean, just from the standpoint, not just of their football program, their entire athletic program. I mean, think about the revenue that they, you know, that they bring in just from the student body alone. I mean, they're in a major media hub. Has anything even transpired on that? And would we know more after the new AD is in place?
Yeah, you know, that's you know, I think if UCF fans could join a Power 5 conference tomorrow, they would, right? You know, that's the biggest thing. It's like whenever the playoff conversation comes up and, you know, the last couple of seasons, UCF has, you know, felt that they've deserved a shot at that. And this past season, Cincinnati felt like they deserved a shot at that. you know, it's like, well, where's the invitation at? So, you know, I know there's TV contracts involved and it's a lot more complicated than just filling out a request to be put into a Power 5 conference. You know, I think hopefully in the next 4 to 5 years, I know the CFP has a certain contract that goes on for a little bit longer, but the idea would be for, you know, not only expansion, but, you know, a conference like the Big 12. You know, I know, you know, if I had to guess, a couple schools in Florida, particularly in the ACC, probably wouldn't want UCF in that conference. So you look at the Big 12, and obviously they tried to expand before, and UCF felt like they had a shot. And, you know, you mentioned the media, you mentioned Orlando, you mentioned the student population. I mean, there's a lot about UCF that's just growing in the right direction.
Well, you know what? And you look at the Pac-12, and they got 4 Pac-12 schools in California, you know, so does it really matter? I mean, to me, I think it adds just more of the competition. If you're, you know, like FSU and Miami are really going after the same kids, you know, because of the fact that they need it to beat each other, you know, from, you know, because they're in the same conference. You know, the Gators, not so much. You see, to me, I always thought Florida has a different base. And everybody wants to crack the code down here in South Florida. You know that. I mean, everybody mentioned it. I even heard Gus Malzahn saying a little bit of we're going to recruit the state of Florida like our hair's on fire. And I kind of responded, you know, I don't know if you saw, but I said, so are 75 other schools. I mean, you know.
Yeah, right. Who isn't recruiting the state of Florida?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's great to come in and understand that. But I think the biggest problem with UCF since O'Leary, and I think that it was kind of mended for a minute or two, but the local coaches always felt left out of the mix. You know, the Dr. Phillips, the Edgewaters, the schools that Seminoles, the schools that are winning state championships are getting to them, which UCF direly, desperately, and crazily needs in their recruiting to tap into those teams like the Edgewaters or the teams like Seminole, which won it this year, or, you know, Osceola. I mean, they need to entrench themselves. And, you know, before they started hitting every area of Florida, I would worry about my home base. And and look at how improved it's been, Jason. I mean, over the last
year. Yeah, absolutely.
Recruiting. Yeah.
Yeah, recruiting I agree.
Crazy. Yeah.
It is. I mean, you look at what Scott Frost was able to do in his 2 years. He comes right in and gets guys like Otis Anderson and, Adrian Killens from you know, and Gabe Davis from Seminole, and then, you know, Josh Heupel never really put a priority on Florida. I mean, yes, half the classes were from Florida, but this past season they only signed 5 kids, and only one of them or two of them were from the Central Florida area, and then that's just ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So, you know, you look at what USF was able to do, come in and take Timmy McLean and Jimmy Horn from Sanford Seminole, the 30-minute drive to campus, and UCF never even gave him a look. So,
yeah,
you know, I think when Gus was mentioning those things about making Florida a priority, that was music to ears for UCF fans.
Yeah, well, let's see if he can apply it. I mean, I know that, you know, there's going to be a lot. He knows that there's a lot of competition, and when his coaches are lining the sidelines in South Florida or Central Florida or Tampa or the Panhandle, they're going to see a lot of other shirts. So they better dig in, you know, and then, you know, try to get what's theirs and try to play on the name and, you know, being UCF, being Central Florida, being in-state. A lot of these kids, you know, want to play, you know, and they can't play at Miami, Florida, Florida State. So obviously UCF's a tremendous opportunity. Jason, thanks so much for the, you know, coming on short notice. I thought it was a pretty decent thing for people to hear about Gus Malzahn. They could follow you at Knights 247, and how else?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at the Real BD. You mentioned Knights247.com. You know, he's filling out his staff now. He added Travis Williams, who Miami fans probably know about as their linebackers coach. But be sure to follow up Knights247.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. Jason Beattie.
Thank you.
Does a great job, I'm telling you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.